Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is His message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today, the church celebrates the feast of St. Lawrence, deacon and martyr. Our first reading will be taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to verse 10. Our psalm for today is Psalm 111. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 12, verses 24 to 26. St. Lawrence loved the poor, hence he was willing to sacrifice everything in order to yield a rich harvest for the poor. Thus, St. Lawrence was free in alms given and gave everything to the poor. As St. Paul says in the first reading of today, his good deeds will never be forgotten. The psalmist also says that the just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. It is important to note that we do not have to be martyrs in order to be remembered, but we are called to use our position for the good of all. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 17 following says, each one should live the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. Keeping God's commandments is what counts. And what is God's commandments? John chapter 13 verse 34 says, a new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also must love one another. Thus, the Lord calls us to be content with the talents we have and the positions we occupy in this world. But that office, that position, that leadership role, that power, authority you possess must be guided by God's commandments of love. Therefore, you do not have to become a St. Lawrence before you give to the poor. We are not all called to be martyrs, but we are called to occupy all the spaces and positions in this world, to trust and love God, and lastly, to love as Christ loved us. Jesus says in today's gospel reading, unless our wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Yes, Jesus our Lord laid down his own life for us. Hence, we are called to sacrifice the self for the sake of the kingdom. That is, to follow the Lord and to serve him as we serve our neighbor. Jesus has promised in the gospel that the Father will honor us as we honor and care for those in our families and communities. In other words, God will always multiply the little we have. Thus, my brother, my sister, it is not a sin to desire to work hard for increase of one's goods, but we must be careful. We must never be enslaved by wealth or riches, riches that will be destroyed and stolen. Therefore, I call us to reflect on two points in the book of Proverbs. First, Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23 says, in all toil there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Secondly, Proverbs chapter 23 from verse 4 says, do not toil to acquire wealth, be discerning enough to desist. In other words, God gives us riches. He calls us to work hard to acquire enough for today and tomorrow, but He calls us to ultimately share everything for a life greater than our earthly dwelling. And so, my brother, my sister, as you desire to gain this world for God, remember to gain heaven at the end of the day. Do not lose the ultimate prize, the kingdom of God. God will honor you in this world and in the world to come as you honor others today. May the Lord bless you as you give to the poor, because God loves a cheerful giver. May He bless and anoint you and anoint us and anoint the poor, the sick, and grant them His blessings as you bless them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you and have a blessed day. St. Lawrence, pray for us.